never ceases. In my time in my line of work, I've never seen anything so strange or so sad. In life, most things happen for a reason. Just now I picked up that cup of tea and drank from it. Now we all know the what and the why of that, what I just did and why I did it. But sometimes, very rarely, mind, an incident happens which is beyond explanation and reason. Beyond the what and the why. It all happened a year ago.
Tonight FM.
It's Halloween night and all the boys and girls of St Basil's Hospital are looking to scare the life of...
Halloween schmalloween.
Give me a moment, darling.
My God, I look awful. Look at those lines on my face. No wonder I can't get any work. I don't think anyone would be able to identify a Dorothy with wrinkles. Mind you, they might give me a Zimmer frame to go on the yellow brick road. Oh, baby, I won't be long. I hope this new place will bring me more luck than the old one. This is our new home, boy. Mummy's going to make herself look beautiful now and try and get a nice job. And a man? You think I need a man? So do I. Fancy that Phil approaching me like that in home base. Bet he found me sexy in my dungarees. Mind you, he does look dishy in his green uniform. But I made my choices. I said no to his advances. I moved here instead of staying in the old flat. I turned down the role of the lion. I bought you, Rex, instead of that gorgeous Alsatian. I just hope I made the right ones. Who is it?
Trick or treat.
Bob off. Right then, best get you some grub.
And so it happened. The unexplainable. That very Halloween night, a spell took place that would have a real impact on our Jane. But for now, we come forward 1 year.
Doors closing.
Jane, darling, I've exhausted every avenue. The work is very dry.
But Charlie, you promised me something by now.
I know, sweetie, and I'm trying. I've got several casting agents in the wings.
I've not had anything in a year. I'm 25 now. I need to be pushing on.
You know the business as well as I do. But listen to me. You are beautiful. You've got a great voice. How are your legs?
Stubbly.
Well, shave them. They're great assets. Look, I need to call someone in New York, so I'll have to love you and leave you.
Okay.
Have a really good night's sleep and remember what I say.
Sleep deeper, dream harder, live longer.
Ciao, darling.
I never know what the hell that means.
All right, Rex.
Social Security? You are advised to contact our office immediately regards the matter. You risk having your benefits suspended. Marvellous! Good morning, Jane!
Hello.
Hi, I got this letter this morning and I've come in to see someone about it.
Okay, Miss Darwin, if you take a seat over there by the referral section, someone will be with you shortly.
Thank you.
Would you like a sweet, dear?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Something to get you through the hell here.
Actually, I will have one.
Nice?
Very. What are you in for?
Some reassessment of me pension. They keep doing it every 6 months.
It's a joke. I don't know why
I'm... Miss Darwin, to room 8AP, please. Miss Darwin, to room 8AP, please.
They never make it easy.
Jane Darwin?
That'll be me.
I'm Mrs. Fiona Gibbs, Senior Supervisor for Benefit Claims, and my colleague is Mr. Barry Doig, Senior Investigator for Benefit Fraud in the Southern Region.
Take a seat, Miss Darwin.
So, what's this all about then?
Miss Darwin, we have good reason to believe that you are fraudulently claiming benefits.
What?
Miss Jane Darwin, born 18th of the 7th, 1978. You've been claiming benefits for nearly a year now, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
What's your reason for claiming?
Unemployment. Should all be there in the file.
I know it should, but a file is not always an accurate representation of an individual.
Miss Darwin, you are aware that in your case, benefits are only valid if you are unemployed. Should you claim benefits whilst in employment, it's a criminal offence.
I'm not employed, though. I haven't been for a year. What?
Miss Darwin, we have evidence to prove that you've been working in the St. Clair nursery for the last 3 months.
I beg your pardon?
St. Clair's nursery in Walcott Street. We have evidence to prove that you have been working there.
That's not true. That's impossible. I know I was offered the job at St. Clair's, but I turned it down.
And what of claiming benefit at a new address?
While still living at Latham Road?
No! I don't live at Latham Road. I live in Glenbury Street now. I updated my records only recently. I don't understand all of this.
I'd like you to take a look at these.
Where did you get these photos?
Investigators have been following your movements, Miss Darwin.
My God! She looks like me! This woman!
It is you, Miss Darwin.
It isn't!
The investigators have been following you from Latham Road to St. Clair's over a period of weeks. The woman in the photos is you. You can't deny it.
It isn't me. I'm not at Latham Road anymore, and I never took the job at the nursery.
You realise this is a very serious case of fraud.
Maybe, but you have the wrong woman. That isn't me.
Okay. We are going to St. Clair's, and I hope we can resolve this appropriately.
That's a great idea. Then you see that this woman isn't me. She's a great lookalike, I'll admit. She's got better roots than me.
And she also has the same name, national insurance number and address?
I don't understand.
Shall we?
You know, people always deny fraud when they're first accused.
It's only natural, Miss Darwin.
Right. You ever heard of that expression, innocent until proven guilty?
We're here.
Excellent.
Right.
Right.
Okay, now.
Well, it's the end of the day. Shouldn't you be taking a register or
something?
You
wouldn't take a register in a nursery, would you?
No. And no, whoever the woman is in those photos, it isn't.
Well,
what
you.
Is going on here?
God, it's...
Miss Darwin?
Is there a twin sister we should know of?
No. My, she's a spitting image of me. See, I told you it wasn't me.
Oh, we have impersonation cases all the time, Miss Darwin. It's common in fraud cases like this.
Yes, but not when the impersonator is a spitting image of the accused.
Why don't we talk to her? I can't believe it. She's ripping me off. And she's got better shoes. And the roots.
Okay, okay.
How?
We'll talk to her.
Miss Darwin?
Yes?
Barry Doy, Benefits Office. You are Jane Darwin of 50 Latham Road.
That's all this, but... Oh, my God, you're...
Well, this is going to be something.
I'll let you write this report.
Shut it, Kane.
Oh, my God. It's him.
Who?
The Alsatian. I passed him up to get my dog, Rex. Kane. Nice name.
May, this is freaky.
I know.
Tea?
Yes, please.
Two sugars. Just how I like it.
Favourite song? Tainted Love.
Favourite food?
Italian.
First love?
Alex.
God, he was an awful kisser.
Like kissing an eel.
You should know.
And you. You've kept the place just as I left?
Well, I have lived here for a couple of years. You get used to things after a while.
And then this happens. I can't believe we've had identical lives. And for all this time, it's confused the hell out of Social Security.
Well, that's not difficult.
What do we do? Live our lives, I guess. But how? This situation is far too surreal to just ignore and pass off.
I just don't know how this is possible. How can there be two of us? How will Mum cope when she finds out?
I wonder if there are two of her.
This has got to be some scientific blip.
Or maybe something to do with time, dimensions or space. We should get an informed opinion.
Any explanation would be good right now.
Talking of explanations, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
Phil.
Lovely guy. Hang on, are you seeing him too?
No.
I turned him down.
How odd.
What's he like?
He's kind. Very gentle. Quite amusing. Rare to find a funny guy these days.
The Alsatian, Phil. Some pattern here.
What?
Nothing. Nothing at all. Shall we go out tonight?
Yeah, why not? We should turn a few heads. And of course, we know what each other wants. Should be a riot. Well, you can get those ideas right out of your head, Phil.
What? It's always been a fantasy of mine. Two girls.
No. Anyway, Jane's not a blood twin. At least, I think she isn't. But we are identical in every way.
Have I met her?
Yeah, she knocked you back.
Her loss, your gain.
I don't know what to think, though. It feels like an experiment has gone wrong somewhere, and I've been marooned with someone who is similar to me in every way. Oh, I'm so scared.
Don't cry. Don't cry, you daft trout. I'm sure you get to the bottom of it. Anyway, you get on with her. It's fine.
But which one of us is real? That's the question. That's what I want to know.
So, if she's identical, how come I haven't met her?
I don't know, hon. She has identical school grades, memories, experiences as me. As for friends, well, you're my only one. And my neighbour, too.
Bless.
But this is the deal, because for all our similarities, there are differences.
Like me?
Like you.
What else?
Well, the dogs we have. I had to choose between Rex and an Alsatian. I chose Rex, and the other Jane ends up with Alsatian. Oh, and Phil.
Phil? She's with Phil?
She is. The loved up and everything.
What does Social Security say, then?
They've checked birth certificates. Identical. They're going to speak to Mum soon and ask if she's twins.
Hey, hold on here. Nothing is clear here. I mean, you and her can't really be twins.
Exactly. Like I said, for all our similarities, there are differences. It's like she's got the cream and I'm left with the saucer.
I'm sensing jealousy here.
It's not jealousy. But she's got the job, the guy, the... Oh, she's just got it. And I haven't.
She's got everything you want.
Everything I turned down.
Hey, maybe this Jane is a freak trying to impersonate you. Like in She-Devil.
Don't say that.
Sorry.
All I know right now is I'm not going to put up with being the loser. This whole event has got weight.
Weight?
Money. If I sell the story, then I'm made.
Hey, that's a bit rash, babe. Shouldn't you talk to the other Jane first?
We'll see. Hey. Hi. What's up? Have you been in touch with the press?
No, why?
I had someone from the Evening Star come round earlier.
Oh.
He was interested in our story.
Well, I haven't said anything to anyone.
I've had phone calls too.
I've had nothing.
So, which Jane are you?
What's it to you?
Name's Rouse, Don Rouse. I'm from the Evening Post. I wondered if I could ask a couple of questions.
Well,
no. We're not answering anything.
That's a shame. Well, there really are two of you.
How much money's on the table?
We'll top anything.
No, definitely not.
Ladies, you stand to pick up a huge sum of money for your story.
Will you tell the truth?
It's your story. Tell it like it is. Look, I appreciate this is a difficult time. So let me leave you a business card, and when you're ready, give me a call.
And what if we don't call?
Each to their own.
They're on to us. Damn it. What are you being so uptight for? We haven't murdered someone.
Are you prepared to let people tear our lives apart?
No, of course not. But the money is incredible.
It's bound to be.
There'll be TV offers, book deals, as well as the paper stuff.
TV?
You don't still act, do you?
Yes, don't you?
It's a fool's game. That's why I work at the nursery. Better opportunities. Blimey. Phil says some articles have already been written about us.
Really? Blatant invasion of our privacy.
Forgive me, Jane, but I have a more open mind to things here. There is a financial opportunity for both of us here.
I know. I'm sorry. I can understand being on the dole and out of work makes things hard.
Guess that's why the money's so tempting for you.
Well, yes.
Some of us don't have it all.
Sorry.
I don't mean to be condescending. I just hate the media glare. The idea of my life being documented and sold to the highest bidder.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Tea?
Hello, gorgeous.
Oh, no.
What are you getting?
Hello, Phil.
Hello?
Get away from me.
What?
I'm not Jane. I mean, I am Jane. I'm not your Jane.
God's sake.
Oh, right. You're the other one.
The other one?
The other Jane.
No. See, there is no other one. I am the original one. Your Jane is some freak.
Freak? That's nice.
Phil, I'm the one who knows you best. I nursed your broken ankle. I found you a toy grouse on the internet.
You also turned me down when I asked you out.
Yes. Yes, I did.
So, the way I see it, my Jane's the pure and good one, and you're the freak.
I am not.
You are so...
If it wasn't for your imposter girlfriend, I would have a better life.
You're just jealous. The real Jane never gets jealous.
Whatever. Why don't you and your Jane clear off somewhere else and stop ruining my life?
I don't have to listen to this crap. Goodbye, Jane. The imposter.
I am not the imposter.
It was so bloody horrible.
Come on, don't cry. He's an idiot. You were right to knock him back.
This is just too much. It's her, you know. She's a witch. She's bewitched him. She's made all of this.
Oh, that's a little harsh. You and her get on. She seems nice enough.
Everyone seems nice enough until you get close to them. No, enough is enough. I'm sick of being the loser.
What are you going to do?
I could have phoned that guy from the Evening Post. I'm going to get even.
Why? What's the gain from all this?
Lucy, I have everything to gain. Old Miss Goody Two-Shoes doesn't have the worries I have. The more time I spend with her, the more angry I get. Now Phil has pushed me too far. Can I borrow your phone? I can't believe it. She's done it. She sold the story without consulting me or anything.
Honestly, Jane, she's weird. The way she flipped the other day, one minute she's your mate, the next she's sticking the knife right in.
I don't know. She needs the money. I know she's on hard times. I just hope she'd go about things better than this.
Forget it. Besides, it's only her side of the story. You've got your own and it might be worth double.
I don't care about that. I'm worried about Jane.
You're too soft.
That's why you love me.
Who's that? You've got visitors.
Hello. My name is Joan.
How could you do it, Jane? You know why. Look, I'm sorry. I had no idea it would cause this much hassle. Anyway, the reason I'm here is to introduce you to Joan Russett. She saw our story.
Your story.
Okay, my story. And I think she may have the explanation.
Oh, really? May I just say, to correct Jane there, I don't have the answers to everything, nor the solutions. But I saw your story, and the question was there for answering.
The question?
The why. Why are there two of you?
Sorry, but what makes you qualified to pass judgment?
My apologies. I didn't explain things very well. I work within mystical arts, particularly magic and craft.
You're a psychic.
No, dear, I'm not a psychic. I'm more like a witch. I feel a presence here.
A presence?
Activity. There is activity, or there was activity. It's hard to say. It's so faint.
How can you tell?
I just feel it. Ladies, in the paper, it is claimed that your lives changed after Halloween. One of you stayed here in Latham Road, the other moved. One of you started courting, the other remained single.
That's right.
See, there is an incantation that can occur on the night of Halloween. This incantation could well explain your situation. See, there are two of you as one person, and my feeling is that one of you is the original Jane Darwin, and that the original set off the most rarest of spells on Halloween.
What kind of spell are we talking about?
Well, as legend has it, the Finkaigo spell was created by a circle of witches. It was originally intended for soldiers who fought bravely, knowing full well that they were likely to lose or perish in the fight. The spell usually involves steam, a mirror, sometimes glass or shiny metal, the surface that will reflect the image looking into it and so invoke the spell. A few chants and incantations can create a doppelganger who can in turn take the place of the reflection or the individual. This spell saw a lot of soldiers saved as their double went on to fight. This spell can only be executed during the witching hour of Halloween. The timing of your existence meets perfectly with the legend.
Are you all right, Jane? It is me. I'm the original Jane Darwin. I remember now. I was looking in the mirror, putting on cream. I remember quoting some lines from Ballyga's Angel, too.
That'd probably explain why the other Jane has an Irish accent.
That's daft. It's true, Jane. I don't believe it. It's all my fault. I'm not going to die, am I? She isn't going to die either, is she?
Oh, no. Both of you are beautiful girls with lives to lead and things to achieve. No one's going to die or be banished.
But there is a counterspell.
There is. But one of you would perish. That's why I'm not saying anything to anyone. You two can and will coexist and be happy. I am sure of it.
Well, Jane, I can live with this if you can.
Well, it'd be rude not to.
So, that's that, is it?
Apparently. Joan says we should just get on with it.
Well, the meter stab will die down, you know. After that, it'll be easy.
I don't know. Fact is, I created the other Jane. She's got everything that I want and...
You're not a heavy body, are you?
No, I'm not. Where's Rex?
Rex?
Rex? Rex? Rex, here, boy.
Do you want another biscuit?
I can't eat. Poor Rex.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. My life is one big sorry mess. One minute I'm told to get on with it, the next I lose my biggest companion.
No, don't think like that, babe.
I can't help it. While little Miss Perfect over there has everything, I lose the lot.
Look, why don't you have a little bit more to eat, and we can go and see if Rex has been turned in, okay?
I can understand Jane's pain.
Of course you can. Her situation is both difficult and delicate. It's up to you to be a figure of consolation and care. The last thing you should do is, how can I put it, rub it in.
I know. I try not to, but it just seems that I irritate her a lot.
You must persevere. She may not be your sister per se, but she's close enough.
Sure thing. I doubted you for a long while, you know.
I know, dear. Young people like you do, but I carry on. Because I love my art and I persevere, so should you.
I just wish she quoted lines from Pride and Prejudice in front of that mirror. Mirror, mirror on the wall, why set me up for such a fall? Jane number two, she has the fun, and I'll end up like a bum.
FM.
Better mix.
I don't know if you read this story in the paper today about a guy called Gordon Cooper. Gordon, who lives in Arkansas over in the States, had this week's winning state lottery ticket. Only poor Gordon managed to get mugged on the way home from the pub having celebrated his win. Gordon had the winning ticket in his wallet, and now he's in hospital with a fractured cheekbone. What rotten luck. But then all of us have bad days, unlucky days. Like when you see your smarmy mates and colleagues reveling in their success, and all around you there's these couples. It's why there's been a...
My bad luck ends here. Jane number two has to go. And she will. Here goes.
Yes?
Mr. Crow?
Yes.
I'm Jane Darwin. Mary from Fiddle Riddle.
Fiddle Riddle?
This shop by Conshaw Street?
Oh, yes.
Mary recommended you.
Mary?
Yes.
Let me have a look at you. Good God.
What?
It's you.
Me?
The girl with the Finkygo spell.
Yes, that's me.
Fascinating. What are you doing here?
I wondered if you could help me.
Help? Oh, no. No help. You made that spell. You sort it out.
Fair enough. I just want some pointers.
Pointers?
Some help. Can you help me?
Well, what can you offer me?
A favour?
A favour? My love, you don't want to be giving me favours.
Not that kind of favour.
I should hope not.
Can I come in?
Yes, please do. Before you come in, I must say, love, I ain't making you any promises.
Fair enough.
think it's a real shame the other Jane's not as game as you.
Phil.
What? All she's good for is moaning.
Leave her alone. She's doing her thing, I'm doing mine, just like Joan said we should.
I don't know. I mean, what with you and her living in the same town, there are always going to be run-ins and moments.
I guess so. But why should I move?
I'm not saying should.
I have a horrible feeling, though.
About what?
About the other Jane.
She might do something.
Exactly. I'm okay, you know, with all this, but with everything that's happened to her, there's no telling what she could do.
Janie, everything happens for a reason. Now, go to sleep, babe.
I feel like Hermione from Harry Potter.
Hush, girl.
What are you looking for?
The counterspell. Ah, found it.
Well?
Like I thought. You are going to take a hell of a risk with this one.
I want to. Do you understand me? I want to. I must try this counterspell for my own sanity, if nothing else.
Very well, love. Here it is.
Excellent. Light reading.
Hello?
Hello?
Is that Jane?
Oh, no, it's a friend, Lucy. Who's that?
Lucy? Oh, Jane's friend, of course. I'm Joan...
The medium?
Yes, dear. Lucy, where's Jane?
She's gone away. I'm just out sitting for her.
Gone away? Where?
I'm not sure, to be honest. But she said she was seeing someone for a few days.
Who?
I think his name's Crow. Malcolm Crow, I think.
Old man Crow. Oh, God!
What, Joan?
I have to go. Thanks for your help, Lucy.
Joan? Joan?
We have a problem.
Jane?
Yes. We need to get to her, and fast.
What's she gonna do, Joan?
Well, she's working for a well-known figure in mystical circles. His name's Old Man Crow.
Old Man Crow?
This isn't funny.
Crow has enough knowledge to engage a counterspell.
What will a counterspell do?
I don't wish to say. But if we don't act soon, there will be only one Jane Darwin.
Oh, God.
Put this talisman on.
What will this do?
Protect you from a counterspell. Now let's go. Quickly, Phil, drive on.
Was she not there?
No, love.
Where now, then?
To Jane's flat. It's our last chance.
Okay, it's time. I pray to the north, the south, the east and the west. I ask for help from all directions. I ask for time to counteract the spell made a year ago today. There are two lives when there should only be one. The second life created is needed no more. The deed is done.
Jane! Jane, open the door,
end the
please.
Life of the one and join to the other and make them whole. Give that one every chance in this one life.
Oh dear, don't do it.
I beg you, lords of the night, fulfill this wish for me. No!
Don't touch her, Jane. Leave her.
Why?
There is nothing we can do.
Joan, she's evaporating. Where's she going?
I have no idea. She's leaving us.
No!
Come, Jane. It is done.
She's gone. Jane. She's gone.
Yes, she has. And you are now the Jane Darwin. That's the problem with magic, see? Sometimes it can be so wonderful, so gracious. And sometimes it is so cruel and unforgiving. Sometimes you should be very careful with what you wish for.